This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday issued a sweeping nationwide order temporarily halting millions of U.S. renters from being evicted in a bid to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The order covers all 43 million U.S. residential renters as long as they meet income eligibility requirements. Renters must file sworn declarations warning eviction would leave them homeless or force them into a shared living situation. U.S. President Donald Trump on August 8th directed the CDC to consider whether temporarily halting residential evictions was reasonably necessary to prevent the further spread of COVID-19. The head of the World Health Organization is warning that no country can just pretend the pandemic is over. Speaking online from Geneva Monday, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters countries must be serious about suppressing transmission and saving lives if they are considering reopening their economies to everyday activities in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Global Health Agency is also sounding a word of caution over the race to produce a safe and effective vaccine against COVID-19 in response to remarks by Dr. Stephen Hahn, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that the agency would consider authorizing an emergency use of a vaccine before its late-stage human trials are complete. A new survey from the World Economic Forum reveals that about 74% of all adults around the world said they would receive a coronavirus vaccine if one became available. China was the country most enthusiastic about a vaccine, with 97% in support. People in Russia were the least. Just 54% expressed a willingness to have a COVID vaccine. In the United States, the percentage was 67% willing to get a vaccine.